fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 29th of March. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to please consider implementing the ivermectin protocols for yourself. They're a free download at my website. Common over-the-counter items that are very inexpensive will help you be healthy. That's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He has a social media page at usa.life under Freedom Center USA. And he has a telephone. He'll be answering that phone. I'm not sure when, because he might be unavailable. But just leave a message. He'll get back with you. If you want a custom rifle built, sign up for some training. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, busy as all get out. We're about to kick off another year at the Freedom Center. We're in this legal fight, and it's kind of interesting. They were going great guns trying to take the property and cram this thing through court, and now that we've thrown a bunch of discovery at them, they want to delay. So we're just going to keep on rolling at the Freedom Center.
Well, I've been involved in legal complex, high stakes legal matters since 1972. And when the opposition is doing what they're doing, I look at that as an act of desperation. Don't you, sir?
Well, they don't have much of a case. They've got some big problems, and we're going to win this fight. We're going to keep going. I think they're at the point now where they're just trying to run the clock out. They're trying to use up our resources and just jack the legal fees up, and we're just going to keep pushing. We're going to push to get this thing to trial and get it settled. So,
okay. I guess there's no timeline on that at the moment, is there?
No. We've changed. We had a bunch of judges recuse themselves because, of course, it's the wealthiest family in this area. Everybody knows them, and when all the judges in Laclede County recused themselves, they moved it to Camden County, and then we asked for a change of venue, got it moved again, and I think we did get a judge assigned, but they're wanting more time. They need more time to answer a few simple questions. Imagine that.
Right, right. Well, let's get to our first caller here, Sam. That would be Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. I'm calling up just to compliment you on the last 15 minutes of your first hour today. I've been listening to your show on and off for 10 years, and I have been waiting to hear your tone and your language of what your last 15 minutes of the first hour. And I thank you very much for the way you articulated it today. You've come close, in my opinion, to saying what you said this morning in the past. I want to thank you very much. I've been very patient waiting for that tone and attitude that you expressed. And that's why I wanted to get that call in. I'm sorry that you're on your second hour, but I called in and, you know, you already started after you gave the phone number.
Right.
At some particular time, I intend to email you some stuff. It'll be not my words. And I think that you are on the exact correct path. I've been on this path since 1991, and I've had information since then. And it hasn't been the time. I think you have started the time. So thank you very much.
Well,
I appreciate
okay.
that. And possibly, when you have time, listen to the last 15 minutes of your first hour today. You'll understand my email much better.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
I've been waiting very patiently for your tone. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, Sam, I doubt you heard my first hour, but it was basically I was giving some dialogue there, and as a friend of mine would say, speaking from the heart is what I was doing. And I want to thank Jerry for that, and I may have to listen to that last 15 minutes again myself. So
I'm gonna have to get up earlier in the morning. You know, this work until 2 a.m and sleeping until 7:30 is just not, I'm missing all the good stuff.
Well, yeah, there's not much going on except coyotes around here at 2 o'clock in the morning, and a few dope dealers haven't passed out yet.
Well, don't forget the feds lining up on somebody's door in Montana to steal their stuff.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you read about the Flathead County deal.
I don't think so.
This woman in North Carolina, from North Carolina, she had an ex that she didn't like, so she filed for a restraining order, I think, and she made a bunch of histrionic, dishonest claims in this restraining order that her ex-boyfriend or whatever had guns and explosives and all of this stuff, right? That he was a bad man.
Oh yeah.
Well, the feds take 3 bear vehicles, a helicopter, and I don't know, 50 or 100 policemen. They go into Flathead Valley and they raid this guy's home, and they arrest this guy, and they detain his neighbors. They cause all kinds of ruckus in the community, and this guy's a federal firearms licensee. He's a gun dealer.
Right.
Nothing he had was illegal.
Right.
Well, they arrested him under a community safety blah blah protocol excuse with no warrant. They went into his home. They took all of his stuff. They took his guns, his ammunition, everything that he had that was of any tactical significance. They made a list of the stuff they took, except they only included about 20% of what they stole from this man. And they violated his Fourth Amendment rights. They violated his Fifth Amendment rights. They violated his Second Amendment rights. They made him talk to a psychologist. Well, the psychologist said, there's nothing wrong with this guy.
All right.
He's not a danger to himself or anybody else. This is you know, and they turn him loose. Well, he can't get his stuff back. They didn't even list the ammunition they stole from this man on the list of things that they confiscated.
Really?
This is your FBI people. This is your ATF. These are your federal agents. These are the brown shirts of the modern world. They might as well be working for Hitler. This stuff is going on in America, and people better wake up.
My goodness. And when did this take place?
I think about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the news has not talked. There's been like a blackout in the news on this whole deal.
I'm not surprised about that. Not at all.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where you cannot trust a federal, I don't even want to use the word police officer. These guys don't even deserve the title. These are thugs. These are straight up lying thugs. And you know, a federal agent can lie to you like, oh yeah, if you'll go in for a psych eval, we'll give you all your stuff back if you pass. And then they make a false list with only 20% of this guy's things, and they keep his guns and his ammunition, all the cool stuff. They basically just stole it from the man. And they call themselves police officers. This is a tragedy in this country.
It is, absolutely. It is, absolutely. Well, I hope there's a good resolution for this gentleman, and he gets all his equipment and stuff back. But it's going to be an expensive, long struggle, most likely, won't it?
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff has a way of disappearing if you look at the way these people handle what they call evidence now, you know, with asset forfeiture rules and all this other stuff. It basically, the burden of proof is on this guy now to try and get his stuff back through the courts. And by the time he gets through the courts with all the COVID delays, I'm sure most of this stuff will have disappeared. I mean, it's, and you know, there's a similar case that the Supreme Court of the United States has taken up. It's not as bad, but it's a very similar deal in Rhode Island, where they raided this guy's home. And they arrested him on a community safety excuse, no warrant. They confiscate his guns. You know, there was an argument between the man and the woman, and the woman went and made a complaint. And sure enough, they roll up to this guy's house and they force him to get a psych eval under community safety. That's the new in for the jackbooted thug brown shirt clown communists. That it's all about safety, folks. It's all about community safety. Because if you're talking community safety, you no longer need a warrant. You can just walk in someone's home and steal all their stuff. I mean, this stuff should outrage people. It's going on all over the country, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. This needs to stop, and people need to stand up for their neighbors, not just themselves.
Well, this is very disappointing, and it certainly flies in the face of the normal rule of law that we've enjoyed for so many decades, doesn't it?
Well, the feds have been doing a lot of things that fly in the face of normal law. I mean, just look at J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, look at his life and his record and his legacy at the FBI. The FBI's been a criminal cabal for a very, very long time. And, you know, there are young lawyers, young attorneys that, you know, some Marines that I know that have become FBI agents. They wanted to make a difference, you know, truth, justice, the American way, and all that
right,
stuff.
Right.
They get sucked into that corrupt culture, and before you know it, they're brown shirts. I mean, it's unbelievable how horrible that culture is and how much stress it puts those officers under, and because they know they're doing the wrong thing. And you sit there and you talk to them face to face, and they can't even look you in the eye. I mean, it's remarkable.
It is. It is. Well, let's segue into firearms. Rifles, pistols, optics, ammunition, training. That's what people want to hear, I think, more than anything. It's all interesting, though, of course. Every bit of it's interesting. So what classes are coming up that people might be interested in, Sam?
I think our April, let's see, let me grab the calendar so I don't mess this up. The April class on the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, that's full. We have two slots open in the long-range class on the 17th and the 18th of April. If you have a long-range precision rifle, you have a second focal plane scope with a minute of angle reticle, you want to get in that class, you can give me a call. There's still two spots open in that. It's not full yet. We're looking at doing a ladies-only class at the beginning of May. So if you're a beginning handgun shooter, you're not a professional three-gun shooter or professional handgun competitor, and you want to start with a basic handgun course, there's a possibility that we'll have a ladies-only handgun training on the 1st and 2nd of May. So if you're interested in that, give me a call.
All right. Do you plan on posting any schedule or anything at USA.life at some point in the future?
I would like to. I haven't found the scheduling function on that new social media page. Oh. So I may just have to make a post with a list, you know, just dates and times. But right. I haven't found the calendar. You know, they're not quite as robust as Facebook was, but I'm just done with Facebook. I'm not using them anymore for obvious reasons.
Understood. Okay. We got a question or comment. This is Firearms Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Question, comment about anything to do with rifles, pistols, training, ammunition, optics, legislation. Give us a call at 512-248-8252.
You know, John, back in the day, I want to get this out to people. Back in the day, when the red dot sights, the aim points, the comp M2s and 3s started showing up, people started seeing the advantages of a sight that had very flexible eye relief. You know, it was one of those things where you can't trust those electronic sights. They'll fail. You know, you got to have backup iron sights, flip-up sights. And, you know, there are certain sights that have reliability issues. Aimpoint's not been one of them. We haven't seen any reliability issues from the Hollow Suns as well. They've worked very, very well. And the interesting thing is that a lot of these sights, they claim to be parallax-free. And they're not. And so I want people to experiment with that front flip-up sight. If you, while you're using your red dot sight, if you can flip up your front sight only and set that red dot on top of the post of your front sight and align that on your target, you can shoot much more accurately with a red dot sight and to much longer ranges. And I want people to get familiar with that technique because it works. We had our instructor's qual about 8 days ago. We bring all the instructors in for a day of training and we do accuracy qualifications. We do speed qualifications. You were there for some of the handgun stuff.
I was, yep.
And you can see how hard we push these guys and how good they have to be able to teach at the Freedom Center. And the standards are very, very, very high. If you can't do, you can't teach. That's our motto. You can't perform at a high level, you can't teach. You don't get to just have book knowledge. You've got to be able to operate your weapon systems at a very high proficiency level. And it does take work. And if you've had a few months off, you're going to have to work a few days to get back to the standard. But on the accuracy qualification, we make the instructors shoot everything right and left-handed. So they have to shoot with both hands and shoot completely clean. And we use this technique to great effect on the accuracy test.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Morgan on Monday, the 29th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. They have a sale going on right now. You get an additional up to $80 off, in addition to the already $50 off on each unit on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. I'm visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. You need a custom rifle built? You want to sign up for training? Give him a call. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up, 417-718-2597. I know I sound like a broken record, but you got your ear to the ground when it comes to ammunition and the industry. I would think that there would be some entrepreneurs preparing to manufacture ammunition because of the situation going on. Have you heard anything in that regard, Sam?
You know, I haven't heard any new manufacturers jumping in the fray, but I could tell you this: there, like, I got I want to say 2,000-3,000 pieces of 300 blackout brass, which is hard to find. I found a guy that is remanufacturing 5.56 into 300 blackout, and had a reasonable price on it. So I bought a couple thousand rounds of it. I've had brass back ordered in various places for 4 months. We had a Dillon press just come in. It took about 4 months, a 6.5 Grendel Dillon 1100. That took the better part of 4 months and 2 weeks to come in. I mean, you can still get stuff. You just can't get it in a hurry. You know, it's not like you can call somebody that's got an inventory and it'll next day or ship it. You've got to get with a good reputable company and back order this stuff. And when it comes in, they'll give you a call and ship it your way.
So I don't see where this is going to end, where manufacturers are going to start selling to the public again. Is it that difficult to start an ammunition manufacturing business?
Well, you'll need a Type 6 license from the. You'll need a Type 6 FFL to make ammo, and you'll need a lot of money, because the machinery to make brass, the machinery to make primers, is very expensive, and the manufacturing of primers is a dangerous activity. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have static control. You have to, just like any other company that manufactures an explosive, okay, you need to know what you're doing. You can't just dive in and start making something. It's not like making furniture where you wear a mask when you varnish the thing. You know, it's just not that easy. There's specific things you need to know how to handle certain things. When you handle lead, you need to know how to store that before you're making your bullets, to make sure that it doesn't oxidize, you know, because lead becomes much more toxic to people around when it turns white. It oxidizes white. And so I don't know if you've ever been to a big bullet manufacturing company, but they have these spools of lead wire, and occasionally someone will go down and spray those down with an oil, just to make sure that they don't oxidize, because that white dust gets in the air and everybody's health's at risk. And so there's little things like that. There's hundreds of little things like that. You have to be pretty skilled in metalworking, and you've got to be pretty skilled with explosives, and you have to understand metallurgy if you're going to get into the ammo manufacturing business.
Well, needless to say, you need people with the right expertise and plenty of capital.
Oh, yeah. I think the Waterbury Ferrell presses used to be able to get a used one for about $400,000. That's what stamps out the brass. You know, it forms the brass. And they have Waterbury Ferrells that load ammo as well. These big machines, I think they're probably $2.8 million or something a piece right now.
Uh-huh.
But it does take, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a connecting rod the size of a bicycle.
Okay. But well, I've been close to, but in a battleship, but never really saw the actual connecting rods.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the Waterbury Ferrells, they're not as big as the pistons and connecting rods on an aircraft carrier. You know, they use these steam pistons for launching aircraft. These steam powered pistons they have traditionally on our aircraft carriers. And those things are gargantuous, right? But the Waterbury Ferrell, you know, normal connecting rod for an engine is about 9 inches long, 10 inches long, 7 inches long, depending on the size of the engine.
Right.
Well, these Waterbury Ferrells have two connecting rods on them, almost as tall as I am. They're huge.
Really? Amazing. We have a 5 and a half hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 29th of March. It'll be April in just a couple of days. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're going to be going to Maine for a vacation, myself and the listeners who want to join me. That'll be August 15th through 21st. Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. Beautiful place. Great food. Great fishing. The camp owned by Steve Whitman. And get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my event planner to make your reservations. That's Betsy Murphy. Her telephone number is 636-530-9502. We're getting caught up on energy cleaner backorders this week. It's been a struggle, a 300% increase these past 12 months, but we're getting caught up this week. And, of course, we're taking new orders to help people get past their arthritis pain, get a great night's sleep, get their life back. What a wonderful device this is. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. I'll give that number in a moment. Want to mail me a check instead? That's fine. You can mail me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Here's that toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. He builds custom rifles. This is one of Sam's passions, along with going 200 miles an hour on a motorcycle. He likes to build rifles. You want a custom rifle built, give him a call at 417-718-2597. And you do, in fact, ride motorcycles 200 miles an hour, don't you, sir?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, if my bike's slow, it's not near as much fun.
Okay.
You know, the Texas racetrack, which is the one I'm going to visit next, of course, we're not going to talk about when, but it'll be in the next month or so. I'm going to be in Texas, and I'll be riding at the Circuit of the Americas. It's where they hold the Formula One car races, and they hold the MotoGP superbike races. And it's a really, really great facility in Austin. And it has a straightaway, a back straightaway, that's 3/4 of a mile long. The best professional racers in the world on a motorcycle, the MotoGP guys, they'll hit 217 miles an hour on the back straightaway. Now, my bike will probably only do about 205 on the back straightaway, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. I can't wait. It's a beautiful racetrack. It's got 20 turns. It's almost 4 miles long, and this time of year, it's dry, it's sunny, it's 75 degrees in Austin. It's just a great place to hang out for a few days.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. I prefer four wheels myself for any really crazy stuff, but I have a motorcycle also, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Let's get to our callers here, Sam. First, we got Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Sam, good luck. Have fun down here when you get here. I hope you have a blast on the track. You know, you were talking about the brown shirts in the FBI. And I not everybody maybe saw this, but maybe everybody did. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but my mother pointed this out to me, that I guess some 65-year-old woman got tackled and had her foot broken by a cop who was, you know, levying justice on in the name of Bank of America in Galveston. I guess I didn't research that a whole lot. Maybe he had another officer with him, but from what I heard, it was just him. And I just want people to know out there that this concept, and I'm sorry, police officers, you can get as offended as you want. I have a military in my background from my father. I got a brother who lost his life in the line of duty as a New Mexico state trooper. So, you know, I'm not some frilly liberal that says defund the police. But, folks, my 7-month pregnant wife, 9-month-old daughter, and I were thrown out of a Best Western in Lubbock at 10:30 at night by 3 New Mexico state troopers who took false statements from a clerk at the front. They made no attempt to ask any questions. I was eating dinner at 10:30. My wife was getting ready to go to bed. And here's a knock at the door, and pack your stuff and get out. So when you have that type of demonic, absurd, dominating, left brain, broken, mentally ill behavior show up at your door with a gun and threat of splitting your family up, taking your little girl and putting her in CPS and jabbing her with vaccines, making you sit in a cage, you see all that pass before your eyes with a guy leaning into you with hate in his eyes for no reason. I'm sorry, folks in law enforcement. You just took a fella who would have stopped and helped you out, and now, unfortunately, I got to second-guess myself, because there was 3 of you there. There was a young lady that was about 5'4", who looked like a complete clown in her duty belt, a guy about 6'1", who was the bad cop, and another little fat guy that laid back as the nice guy. You know, and any one of them could have said, hey, this is wrong. What are we doing to this guy? Sir, what happened? And would have said, all right. It's a he said, she said thing. You stay in your room, leave peacefully in the morning. If we have any more problems, you're out of here, you know. But nope, he just let this little twit at the front on her little hill of power, her little tiny hill of power, decide that she didn't like my wife, chased her down the hallway at 10 o'clock at night with Chili's boxes in her hand for dinner, screaming at her about a mask. So, folks, as far as I'm concerned, you are in harm's way when you interact with law enforcement. Period, the end. And if there's good cops out there, good for you. You're working with a bunch of scum next to you. And I'm sorry I'm emotional. I literally have a little bit of PTSD from this because I've watched my family's safety flash before my eyes when these three clowns, these monkeys, showed up at my door in a hotel room when I was on a computer getting ready to go to bed. So sorry to vent to everybody, but I just want you folks to know it's getting real out there, and you are in harm's way when you interact with law enforcement.
And Ty, this all, the beginning point was over wearing or not wearing a mask?
Correct, sir.
Really? And this is in Texas. How long ago?
It was in Lubbock, Texas, a week and 3 days ago.
No kidding. I thought Texas was mostly a mask-free state for the most part.
No, and I thought the same of Florida. I had a friend of mine went to take his family to the whole Disney World experience, and he said it was horrible. Just people running around with fear in their eyes and all kinds of ridiculous rules. And the Texas Attorney General is a clown. He put out this very confusing information to the public saying, no more mask mandate, and the governor the same, both of them. No more mask mandate, no more, well, there never was a law, right? Private businesses can do as you wish. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but a Bank of America, an HEB, a Best Western, these are public access places. So, I don't want to bore you guys with the rest of the details. Okay. It's not important.
Well,
I just want people
point.
To understand. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you letting
made
me talk
point,
to you guys. Man. Have a great day.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam, we had a fantastic gun show here this last weekend up here in northwest Montana. And, man, I'm telling you, there was more powder and primers and bullets than I have seen probably in the last year. I don't know where these guys are getting them. I mean, they're going high. But the primers, the best price you could find on primers was $60 a thousand.
Well, that's not a bad price.
Well, I didn't think it was either, and they were flying.
If you can buy a primer for 6 cents a primer, I'd buy it.
Yeah, well, I already did. I've got plenty. But still, there was guys going out of there with, I saw one guy in a cart that was hauling out probably 5,000 rounds of ammunition, and that was all going for a buck a round. I don't care whether it was 9mm, it don't matter what it was practically. If it got bigger than 308, that was $2 a round. But the not all 223 and stuff like that was a buck a round. And it was just fun, having fun with guys. Not hard. I bet there was 1,000 people in there, and there wasn't six of them wearing a mask. And people were just sort of laughing at them. But anyway, that's not the reason I called. The main thing I called, I saw a couple of things, or I saw one thing that I'd never seen before, and I was sure you and John both probably had seen this. So it's a type of a scope that's got a green dot in the middle with black all around it, and it's a two-eyed scope, like a green dot type scope. And you keep both eyes open at the same time. If you close your, I'm right-handed, so I'm looking through it with the right hand. But if you close your left eye, you're just looking at a black screen with a green dot in it. But if you open the left eye, your brain transfers that light to whatever target you're aiming at, but it requires no batteries or nothing. And I was wondering, have you ever seen that, used it?
I have one myself. I have one. It came out of England about 30 years ago. Sam, are you familiar with that technology?
Sure.
Were just coming about, and I keep it as an oddity, but I don't particularly care for it.
Okay. So one of the techniques, Kyle, that we use with our red dot sights in a close quarters battle environment in the dark is we flip our front cover down so that the threat cannot see your red dot.
Mm.
Now, with both eyes open, you can look through an aim point sight with the front cover closed, and your brain will superpose the dot on the target or wherever you're aiming the rifle. It's a remarkable thing. Most people don't believe me when I tell them this, and then they try it at the range. It's one of the things we teach in one of the advanced courses. And you can actually, if you have the skill to shoot both eyes open, you know, you can actually shoot with the front cover closed on your red dot sight. And believe it or not, your brain will impose the dot onto the target exactly where the gun is pointed. It's a remarkable thing.
Yeah, that was, he had one mounted on a rifle, and I was just kind of, you know, pointing it towards the wall and different things up in the stands, and it's amazing, wherever that sucker was looking, I thought that was great technology,
It's not the technology of the sight, it's the technology of the brain. It's what God designed into your brain and your eyes. It's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, the other question I had for you.
Your brain's doing the work. What's the other thing you had?
Sure. Yeah, the other thing I had you might have covered this. You probably have, but I didn't ever catch it. Sam, I'd like your opinion on, I've run into a couple of guys that's got bump stocks because they just made them legal again. I don't know whether you heard that or not. Like 3 days ago, they just made them legal. After they put everybody out of business and everything, they said it was okay. But the bump stocks, I've ran into a couple of guys at the show just talking to them, and they've got them. And they said that they can take some practice, but they can keep those things on like a 6-inch target at 40 yards and run through 3-round bursts, you know, and have learned how to do 3 and the up. Said they can't really empty a whole clip, but that they can fire 3 and 4 round bursts into, you know, at least a foot group at 40 yards. And I was wondering your opinion of those type of systems, because there's all a bunch of them out there.
Well, we can teach you how to bump fire an AR without a bump fire stock fairly quickly. It really has to do with how the recoil is managed with the trigger. Hold on just a second. Somebody is calling me on a Monday morning. That must be someone that doesn't know me. Now, let me get my phone off. So a bump stock will tend to fire around 13 to 14 rounds a second. Depends on the weight of your buffer, your spring, the pressure of your ammo, all these, the combination of all these physical factors. Our instructors can fire 10 to 11 rounds a second, as John can verify.
Oh, yeah.
He saw some pretty tight split times between, you know, our instructors with a good semi-auto trigger. Okay. And so, anyway, I don't personally see a tactical advantage to a bump stock. It's kind of like a novelty. You know, it's something that's kind of fun to play with or cool to have for some people. But I don't see it as having any sort of tactical advantage. If you get a good single-stage trigger in your AR, you've got basically everything you need. I don't see the need for the bump stock. It's a very complex thing to fight with. It just makes shooting the gun much more complicated. In a lot of positions from behind cover and other things, the positions you would use to actually fight with in a gunfight, so you don't get hit with a bullet, the bump stock doesn't work as well. And so for me, It's a fun thing to play with. It's a fun thing to have, but it doesn't really have a real world tactical use. That's why you don't see SEAL Team guys running around with them. You don't see GSG9 guys running around with bump stocks. You know, It's not practical in a gunfight. Because you don't get to pick which side of cover you're shooting from. The situation dictates what position you're going to shoot from, which you don't get to decide. And so all of a sudden the bump stock becomes this thing that's really not in play.
All right. Okay. Then a couple of little, I'm sure you guys already seen that, that huge Indonesian oil refinery that exploded. You guys saw that?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing I don't know that if you heard, I just got a notice of this morning. Did you see that Biden is considering now vaccine passports to be able to do commerce or travel?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to talk about Biden after the break.
Okay. All right. You want to hold on there?
Sure.
Kyle?
Sure.
All right, hold on. We got a top hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue our discussion here, Sam. Sam, you're on mute. Hello, Sam. You're on mute. There you go.
Okay, I'm back. Getting phone calls this morning.
Uh-huh.
Doctors and friends, you know, wanting numbers.
Okay.
So Biden, this puppet clown that's in the White House illegally, this guy that benefited from a stolen, corrupt election, has said now his chief communication officer, what do they call her? They call her the White House press secretary,
right.
Jen Psaki. She confirmed last Friday, this was on the 26th of March, 2021, that Biden is ready to sign gun control, gun confiscation executive orders. Because in the executive branch, they have the power to write their own laws. Oh, no, wait a minute. They're not legislative branch. They don't have the power to write their own laws. Okay? I don't know a single person, John, that's going to pay a lick of attention to that clown.
Well, they got control over things like post offices and federal buildings and military bases where they can enforce some silliness like this.
Well, they don't have control over me. And God help the brown shirt that comes to me to enforce this unlawful crap. Okay? I mean, this is getting to the point where people are either going to stand up or they're going to take the whole Bill of Rights and yank it out from underneath the American people in the next 2-3 months.
Yep, I totally agree. I was talking to the other thing I was, this is interesting. So I struck up a conversation with this guy that had just retired, but he was the director of a chain of stores, grocery stores, in Colorado and Utah, 51 stores. And he had just retired and moved here. And I asked him about the food shortages and the high cost of food that I've been listening to some economists and other guys talk about, that, you know, by the fall, we're going to be paying 2 to 3 times as much for food. And much higher prices and much less selection. And anyway, to make a long story short, he said that's exactly correct. He said you're going to be paying 2 to 3 times what you're paying for food right now, and your selection's fixing to drop by at least 30% to 40%.
Well, we're already paying double for gas, and we've got a break. So
we have a break.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
You want to stick with us, Kyle, or are you finished?
That's okay. I'm finished. I'll listen to
you. Okay.
You bet.
Thanks. We got a top of the hour break. We're right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Manor. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.